from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We are living in a Democrat-run dictatorship. Says who, me? No. Conservatives? No. Talk radio? No. And the most delicious story of the day. No, no, it's Black Lives Matter. Wait, what? As white liberal Democrats run around telling black people what to do, which is what they always do. For the first time, black people, at least not Black Lives Matter, they're not down with it. Not at all. Now, according to the white liberal narrative, we must back Kamala. Anything less is racist. So shut up and go pound sand. In fact, you may be a racist if you don't support Kamala, say all the right white liberal, all the right white liberals. Black Lives Matter, not having it. You got to read this statement. Oh, it's amazing. Black Lives Matter is calling Kamala a pre-selected candidate of the elite. Black Lives Matter. Well, I thought white Democrat liberals told us we had to support her because black people and stuff. Here's the statement put out by Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter demands that the Democrat National Committee immediately host an informal virtual snap primary across the country prior to the DNC convention. Why? Because she's going to lose it. The woman finished the primary, had to drop out when she ran for president. Less than 3% of the vote, didn't earn a single delegate. She didn't get to black vote. Then, think about this. She would ascend the presidency without a single vote until election day. She had to drop out of the Democrat primary, never won a single delegate because they don't like her. Couldn't carry the black vote or the white vote or any vote. Not the Indian vote or the Asian vote or any vote. Got picked anyway because she's one of them. Became vice president. Skipped the matter of another Dem primary, which in which only Biden was allowed to run. And now she's about to be their nominee without a vote. How do you get to the White House? How do you get that far without a vote? She did, and they're pointing it out. We cannot ignore, they write, this Black Lives Matter, the troubling actions of the Democrat Party. Listen to what they write. We do not live in a dictatorship. Delegates are not oligarchs. Wow. That could have been said on this show. Here's their beef. We cannot ignore the troubling actions of the Democrat Party. The DNC refused to host debates during the primary, even though a vast majority of Democrat voters wanted that. This would have likely allowed Americans to see the decline of Joe Biden in 2023. Thank you. This is what I've been saying. They hid Biden's decline from their sheeple. We knew. They weren't fooling us. We see the videos. We get real news. They were the ones that were hosed by the Democrats. Why? Because they didn't want Democrat primary voters electing some socialists not controlled by the elites. They don't want their version of Donald Trump coming up through the primaries. Somebody who might have told the truth. The middle class is getting screwed. Someone who might have told the truth. The lower classes are getting screwed. They're replacing you. The corporations are replacing you with what amount to economic slaves. That's exactly how that candidate would have talked. Would have sounded a lot like Trump. They can't have that. They don't control that person. And Black Lives Matter knows it. Listen to their second charge. The DNC changed the primary schedule, created rules that made it almost impossible for non-Biden candidates to appear on the ballot, effectively clearing the field of any challengers to the incumbent. Yes, so the white liberal elite globalists of the swamp could retain their power over the swamp that they hold in, you know, partnership with a handful of treasonous Republicans. Following the primary, they write, does Black Lives Matter, where millions of black voters weighed in after one poor debate performance, the DNC elites and billionaire donors bullied Joe Biden out of the race. Now they write, Democrat Party elites and billionaire donors are attempting to manipulate black voters by anointing Kamala Harris and an unknown vice president as the new Democrat ticket without a primary vote by the public. Oh, I love this. This is so delicious. The blatant disregard for Democrat principles is unacceptable. Ooh, they've noticed the emperor has no clothes. These people aren't Democrats. They're totalitarians. They write, while the potential outcome of a Harris presidency may be historic, the process for achieving it must align with true Democratic values. We have no idea where Kamala Harris stands on the issues now that she has assumed Joe Biden's place. We have no idea of the record of her potential vice president because we don't even know who it is yet. Yeah, that's the idea. And they're demanding a flash primary. Why? They know she won't make it through. We do not live in a dictatorship, Black Lives Matter writes. Delegates are not oligarchs. Any attempt to evade or override the will of the voters in our primary system, no matter how historic the candidate, must be condemned. We demand an informal virtual snap primary now that the incumbent president is no longer running. Ouch. For the past few years, Black Lives Matter writes in their statement, the Democrat Party has proclaimed that democracy is on the ballot in an effort to persuade black voters to participate in the general election. They've presented this as the most serious election for democracy in our lifetimes. However, democracy isn't just an ideal to be protected against Republicans. It must be safeguarded from erosions within the Democrat Party. Oh, this is devastating. Devastating. And Black Lives Matter says Black Lives Matter is independent of any political party. So they actually have used the word dictatorship, as in Democrat dictatorship. Yeah, that's what this is. They're trying to put a swamp creature in. That's why, folks, this is why. Listen, they could have been honest about Joe Biden's condition. People could have run against him in the primary. They weren't. They lied to their sheeple. Why? Because they didn't want anyone outside their power club seizing power. They didn't want another upstart like Bernie Sanders to win in the primary. And that person probably would have. Because their voters are nuts. Their voters are plum nuts. You put a good communist socialist in front of them, then the Democrats would have had to pretend to care about the working class now, pretend to care about poor people, pretend to care about the people they deliberately impoverished with inflation. They don't want that. No, they want to go right back in and finish looting the treasury, finish what they started, finish breaking the back of the middle class. That's what the white liberal elite wants to do. They are authoritarians. Communists are authoritarians. So are socialists. But they're not communist or socialist. They are raw power for theft. Very simple transaction with them. They want raw power so they can continue to tax you through inflation until you are dad blame broke. It's that simple. And they want to pass the money around to their friends. Exactly what they've done since the time of Marx. Nothing ever changes with these people. They cannot have that exposed by having an actual communist or socialist make it through their primaries. And I'm telling you, that person would sound a lot like Donald Trump on the plight of the poor, on the plight of the middle class, soon to be poor, if the Democrats get their way. And you know what they'd be saying? Let me tell you what they'd be saying. They'd be putting out things that I say all the time in the show. 80% of the Wall Street donations now go to Democrats, not Republicans. You know that? Those are the white liberals trying to ensconce Kamala. And this is Black Lives Matter saying, we don't want Kamala. We don't want her. Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. as they send Joy Reid out there to tell people, if you don't vote for Kamala, you ain't black.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.